Sci-Fi.
Welcome to a half episode of Real Life Sci-Fi. It's not even going to be a half. Basically, we recorded an episode with our friend Steve Agee, and we recorded through Zoom, and then it just didn't record. So if you're using the Zoom app, just so you know, if you record locally onto your computer, there's no backup, there's no support. There's a couple tricks online if you happen to actually get everything, but the file didn't convert. But the weird thing is, if your computer goes to sleep while it's converting, you can lose everything. And that was shocking to learn. And we're in the situation where we record so much in one night, because we do three episodes in one night, that I would use up all of our space. We're at the first tier, and one night will eat up all of our space if I record to the cloud, but that's the only way to get backup and they can and support. So I'll be trying to figuring things out. I can't believe that this happened, especially with Steve Agee. Sadly, it really was a good episode and we had a good time. And now what do? You, like the last time this happened, we had the guest on months later, and the other time we never had the other guest back on. And I think we're going to just try to talk about what we talked about, which I think kind of sucks, but then actors do it all the time. You know, so we'll see. It's just weird to try to have a conversation, you know, after you've already gotten somewhere, quote unquote, figured everything out like we do every week. But we'll see. It was a really good topic. So I'd like to do it again, if not with him, maybe down the road. But at any rate, instead of a half episode of me just rambling, I wanted to play the original time we aired on Harmontown. It was like an introduction to our show. They were giving us, you know, a nod. And that was June 16th, 2014. We've been doing this since then. And Kumail Nanjiani was sitting in for Jeff Davis as comptroller, and he was also our first guest on the show. If you haven't listened to that episode, you know, we didn't know what we were doing, but it's still a good episode. So on this, when this Harmontown aired, was the first day that Real Life Sci-Fi aired also. And I'm not going to play the whole episode. You can go find that episode 103, Tony Shalhoub Award. But I'm going to play the 20 minutes that we were on. It's pretty funny. I can't believe we haven't posted it before. Maybe because it just doesn't feel like, it still doesn't feel like I should be able to post this. But I figured it's some kind of bonus for not giving you something. And we tried to record tonight, but it just didn't work out. Timing's everything. And, you know, it's funny how busy you can get during a pandemic. The date today is the real date. I don't know why this even matters. Sorry, my phone. Stupid. November 8th, 2020. Yesterday, Biden was declared the electoral winner. And in Los Angeles, we heard honking and cheering all day. It was dancing in the streets. There were double rainbows everywhere. In real life, because it rained like it had, whatever. So times are changing, and we'll see where that leads. But thank you so much for listening. Here is us on Harmontown, and I guess I should do a close. I'll do a close.
Like, my dad was always a grown-up to me, you know, and it felt like he had the authority to raise a child. I don't have the authority to raise a child. Like, what are we going to, what do I want to talk to this little, like, what's the world like? I don't know. I've been saving Hyrule my whole life, you know. I've saved it like 20 times over. That's all I know. I don't know anything. Is everyone just faking it? Or do people know?
I think some people don't have to fake it in some areas. Like, some people are just really good at, like, putting a car up on blocks and changing the oil in the tires or whatever the hell they do. And they don't even get to enjoy it that much because they're not as good at writing a sonnet. And I don't know. It all comes out in the wash. I don't know. Like, I'm not saying that a guy that can fix a car can't write a poem. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying he's dumb just because he's handy. I'm just mean that we all have, like, a bingo card. Like, you just have random shit. There's a guy out there that's like, I'm good at fixing the car and writing the sonnets, yeah, but they gotta be bad at gardening or managing their emotions or something. Like, there's something that you do and I do that's, like, quote unquote manlier than average. Just one, like, random category. You wouldn't be able to recognize it from across a room. There's some specific, maybe it's just the amount of bullying you'll put up with.
That doesn't feel very manly.
I know, but there's, if taken to an extreme, you know, Martin Luther King, you know, like at a certain point you become a real man, like, for putting up with a lot of shit. You can change the world by putting up with it. Watch this segue. Check it out.
Okay, I'm so excited.
Sometimes you think, I'm not ready to be a dad. I couldn't be a dad because I'm not a grown-up.
Yeah.
I was feeling like that when we watched The X-Files, because I was on your
I see where
X-Files
you're going.
Thing, because I was watching David Duchovny, and it's like Fox Mulder was 29 years old in season one of X-Files, and I thought, he's a grown-up. Like, I'm 41, and he's just still a grown-up to me. Speaking of X-Files and X-Files podcasts and conspiracy theories, there's a new podcast in town, Kumail.
Well done, Dan.
That is also about those things, but it's not based on the fictional. It's based on the fiction that people either believe in or don't that happens in real life. It's called Real Life Sci-Fi. Did I get that title right? Yeah. And it's by our very old Channel 101 friends, our comrades. Let's have them out here to talk about their new podcast, Willie Roberts and Wade Randolph. I could have done that better.
No, that was fucking perfect.
Kind of weak, I think.
I don't know why I... Well, see, there you go. You guys have that... You guys have a Scully-Mulder relationship on the show, right? Wade's the skeptic.
I never seen X-Files.
What? But, what? That sucks.
I'm the Smulder?
Scully. The Smulder, Scully. Yes. The Smulder.
You know the names.
Scully, I don't. I honestly don't.
You don't know Scully and Mulder?
No.
And you're doing a conspiracy theory podcast?
It's not about... You're fucking bullshit.
It's about real stuff.
They're clapping for me.
I don't think they are.
They just want to fight. They want the loose change to hit the floor. So is it just conspiracy theories, or is it like also?
Well, it's eventually going to be everything.
Because you'll run out.
Is real life sci-fi, like, you know,
Bigfoot, ghosts, UFOs.
Is the focus always on whether it's real or not?
Wait,
well,
you can,
yeah, kind of. I mean, yeah, yeah. Willie,
here's the thing. If you talk to anybody who is into conspiracy theories, there's too much information. And so, like, in order for it to be yes or no is hard because it's like you could just ramble on. And a lot of things don't connect.
So if I were to say Hollow Earth... Which I've always been fascinated by.
That's a good one.
Like Hollow Earth to me.
Well, Willie believes everything he reads.
Willie does.
Yeah. And I don't.
I give everything I read a chance. Like, to me, Hollow Earth thing is an interdimensional thing. Not like a...
How do you mean?
Like, if you read about the guy who said he was flying his plane and then he was over North Pole and then there was a hole opening and he went through it. and
which
and
is like,
it's like Zaxxon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To me, that was maybe he hit a
you don't fly a plane through an
interdimensional portal that was caused by some magnetic field disruption.
Right. Is this is that the story? He was flying over the North Pole,
and then where did he end up?
And he saw a hole and flew into it.
Yeah, where did he end up?
There was one guy who did.
You're
that,
right. If you're a pilot and you see a hole, don't fly into the hole.
That's what I'm saying.
You're a terrible pilot.
How do you turn around? You know
the first rule of piloting is don't fly into the hole.
Avoid holes. They can only take place in ground, which is like the number one no-no in air travel.
It's the natural enemy of air travel. Underground.
Ground is cancer in air flight.
Like this particular guy's story, he flew into the middle of the earth, and then the beings there landed his plane, and then he met them.
And then the beings in Hollow Earth, because I've read that the Hollow Earth, like it's like a like it starts with just the idea that much like the flat Earth people, like it just starts with the question: how do we know the Earth's not hollow? What do you got? Pictures of a solid Earth, and then so some people it branches off into this tree, right? Where it's like some people think, oh, that's where the Nazis went.
Yeah.
And then some people go, that's where the aliens are. And then some people are like, Nazis are aliens. Oh, yeah. Which I think is amazing. It's fun. I think it's fun that there are people out there who in the present day are like weaving mythology out of the things that are really happening.
My thing is I just like to talk about all that. Because normally you bring something up and it's like, oh, that was kind of interesting. This shitty article I found on the internet. I want to talk to somebody about it. And then you just get laughed at, and this is like, well, I won't talk to anybody about this. And but, so,
yeah, and you want to have the fun with it. But then other people are like, well, that's dangerous because it was fun to think that you could burn women at the stake in the 1500s. Like it was fun to think leeches were curing people. Like you need to be skeptical to protect people.
What kind of topics do you guys talk about? Just say the topics, and I know for sure if they're real or not.
All right.
I actually have the information.
He's going to give you a yes or a no.
I'll tell you a yes or a no. So ask me. Tell me. Say it.
Chemtrails?
Chemtrails?
I don't know what that is.
What is that? Tell us what chemtrails are.
Chemtrails is like... now, there's a bunch of different reasons for it or conspiracy theories about it, but that there is an additive in jet fuel that is being released over... over everywhere.
It's fake.
Making us docile.
Yeah, but one of them is to make us docile. One
of them
say
it's like a mind control thing.
Okay, that's not true. That one's not
like
true.
But one of them is that like...
that one's lies.
No, Camille's right.
Yeah.
I got it.
Well, yeah.
What's the next one?
Like what? But like one of those is like, well, they're trying to block out some of the sun to... protect us from overheating, you know, like...
Why would they not tell us if that's what they're doing?
Because everyone would say no.
Everyone would say no, don't block out the sun to keep
us. Well, here's
from...
the thing, like
I know it's not working because we can see the fucking sun.
It's
out there every day.
If you look at history though, the government has done tests on people without their permission forever.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, that's the cool thing about conspiracy theories is like there's it's an interesting line between like there are some people who talk in fantastical terms. And I have a flexible grip on logic that will abuse it. So the scientific mind says, well, we have to protect the underlings from this kind of stuff. You have to be skeptical and use scientific method. But, however, the healthy thing about paranoia is that you should never trust the government. And it always turns out every 30 years that they were doing fucked up shit 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Always.
And even though I do hate the word the government, because like even within
that's
our
two
government,
words.
There's 20 secret groups that don't work.
Sorry.
What an asshole.
Yeah, I know. Me and Adam said it together, and I immediately knew I was on the wrong
not
side.
Good company.
I'm sorry, Willie. All
right. Ghosts?
Ghosts, not real. Fake.
What about ghost dads?
Come, kid, take it easy, Adam.
Fluoridating the water?
What do you guys think of ghosts? What's your take on it?
We haven't covered it yet. I could be convinced, maybe.
You could be convinced?
Yeah.
Dad, what do you think?
I don't think that dead people keep being people. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And I feel like light bounces off of solid things.
But if Jeff Davis was here, he could tell you like four ghost stories.
Yeah, he has a lot of ghost stories.
Then they're great.
I am willing to believe. I definitely, because to me, skepticism loses its value at the point where it starts to become dogmatic, where you start to assume that the things you know everything about. So I do believe that it's perfectly possible that there's like, that because we're evolved from apes, that our only biological purpose is to recognize a good banana from a bad one, and we've graduated into this world where we're starting to understand things. It's totally possible that there's a lot more ways to perceive things than we actually.
You kind of bring up a good point though, because there's no ape ghosts. Nobody ever.
that was my biggest argument.
There was an X-Files about animal ghosts, wasn't
Fuck.
There?
Yes. Gotta watch this show.
Great episode.
Like you don't find like you'd think that there'd be like Native American ghosts in the free country or in the open.
But they
land,
never Native Americans. Like, I don't want to be racist, but they never die with unfinished business. They use the whole life. I can explain that. They're famous for it. It's not racism if it's a good stereotype.
No, it's good. It's totally good.
I just riffed that. Isn't that awesome?
No.
I'm a really so good, good racist. It I'm felt, really
You're
good.
Like it, a genius.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It felt like you'd written that at home. It was real good racism. That was really good.
It was a good quick defense.
Go ahead.
No, I just connect dots with races and stereotypes. No, I could take credit for it all night. Let's go on.
So, but for you, Dan, for you to be open to the idea of ghosts, don't you have to change pretty fundamental things about how you see
Well, no, because I don't automatically assume that when we talk about ghosts, what I think about ghosts is when you're in your apartment brushing your teeth and you turn and you go, "Oh, fuck!" There's a fucking dude with a 10-speed bike over his shoulder walking through my living room.
That's a fuck of a ghost.
Like that could be explained by a lot of things that don't have to do with there being a heaven or, you know, people dying and their skin falling away and them just like going, "I love 10-speeds and I'm going to go spread the word because I got to solve my murder." It could be like a psychic smudge. It could be that person,
like residual energy or something.
That person fell in love with a woman, and every morning when he hoisted his 10-speed over his shoulder to go to work in that apartment, his heart became filled with this emotional energy that over time, the way a key on your keyboard can become melted if you work in a data entry lab, like the home row is melted from friction of hitting the same button over the same amount of time,
and it's just brought out by you brushing your teeth.
It's human perception. This is assuming that there's some fields that we haven't discovered yet of that we can perceive. One of them is light bouncing into our retina, and then maybe some of it is like somehow this would get into psychic energy that this guy had this experience. He would eat a nut bar and he'd throw his bike over his shoulder. And it was like somehow for him, it was like a big deal. He did it over and over again, or he did it one day and it was like he achieved self-actualization at that moment, or he was really angry or whatever. But there's like some weird like fingerprint on the film.
Yeah.
Then you turn as you're brushing your teeth and you see that guy's feelings. You see his self-image. He left it there in your apartment. And you go, ah!
Yeah, some kind of like residual energy echo that we'll just never know about or... Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, I'm open to most things, but I
don't think I would ever like wake up and there would be a guy sitting on my bed going like, "Hey,
yeah, listen,
I'm Napoleon. I buried my hat at McDonald's."
Yeah,
and then you go.
He's like, "I have unfinished business. Wait, do we have to take over Russia now? Because
all these cabinets should be open. All these cabinets should be open.
You just gotta find my hat. It's under the McDonald's. Go find it. You could make a lot of money on that
but
hat.
If you know, when you get into, I just started, I like time, okay, time, fellas, It's symmetrical. Yes. Like, we're experiencing it one moment after another, but there's all this. I mean, yeah, I need a couple more degrees and a few more IQ points before I could really understand this or explain it. But smart people will tell you that time unfolds
time
in
is
all
a flat
directions.
Circle? Is that what you're
well, that anything you can describe that happens circle, in time, guys. Like, well, first of all, time is a variable and blah blah blah. So when your cabinet doors are open, they've all come open overnight. Yeah, maybe some lady that lived in your apartment like opened them in 1938, and like somehow like you know time got shuffled or but yeah, I just don't believe in like helpful ghosts like helping you like talking to you going like hey I'm dead and you're like you're dead get out of here and he's like oh, I'm sorry I'm so dead. For some reason I draw the line at like just dialogue.
Yeah.
It just starts to get corny to
no
me.
That's a huge leap from just like a smudge on the film to like unfinished business. That's a big leap. Yeah. I get it. I agree.
Well, like to me, unfinished business is so it can be so like the unfinished business you have right now when you're all alive is like can be so
sounds like a romantic comedy that we're writing.
Stupid.
unfinished business. I just remembered something really funny. I was sorry because I did this media conference in the beautiful Rocky Mountains of Canada, where there was it was staying in this hotel that was absolutely shining. Like all the good parts of The Shining, like all the beautiful parts, none of the dead Scatman Crothers is or anything. And I kept saying, like, oh yeah, this place is definitely haunted. If any place is haunted, is that the air coming out of the show? Okay.
I think it's a smudge on the film. There was a woman who used to dry her hair here 30 years ago.
I was out on a patio at a party with Aaron, and it was like, oh yeah, that place is probably haunted. And this guy was like, oh yeah, have you seen Toby? Or like some guy's name, or like who's Toby? He's like, oh, the bellman, yeah. He definitely people see him there at the hotel. I'm like, oh yeah, what does he do? It's like, oh, you know, he's the bellman. He just he'll take your luggage and it's like I thought it was so funny the idea of a Canadian ghost.
Have you ever
ghost.
Lost a bag? Because that's Toby.
He's taking your bag. He's a Canadian bags. Ghost. His unfinished business is just his job.
That's
it's just
he never experienced love.
Oh, geez, you know what? I forgot to thank Mr. Henderson in 314. I should really tell him good that, job.
Very sad. That's very sad. I love the idea of a ghost who just is like, oh God, I still have to do the terrible job I had.
And we were falling over ourselves because I'm sure the guy walked away like he's fucking American assholes. But like I was like, does he say
boo?
How does he
L-C?
Pronounce? My big question is how does a Canadian ghost pronounce boo? All right.
What are you doing?
There were a couple false starts on that joke. It would have really killed. All right, so
boo.
You don't belong here.
that's good. That's something.
But I was on the first episode of your podcast, and we talked about UFOs.
Yeah, we
whether they're real or not.
We were focusing more on the moon landing being faked.
Oh yeah, the moon landing being fake, right?
Because the moon, according to you, is a metal base.
A metal
it
base?
It could be.
Well, when things hit it, it sounds like a bell. And none of the craters are deeper than the others or something?
When things hit it, it sounds like a bell?
They blew up. They put a bomb on the moon, and they said some people claim that it rang like a bell.
When did they put a bomb on the moon? I didn't get to vote for this.
Yeah,
there's so much to buy into this story.
Like, here's the thing.
So many barriers.
I don't care what you believe about the moon. It's weird that we bombed the moon and, like, most people don't know about it. Like,
yeah.
Like,
wait, yeah. What? When did we...
Yeah. Yeah.
We were looking for water.
Yeah, but we didn't tell anybody we were looking for water. They're like, oh, this is in this bomb out on the moon.
But was it a nuke? Was it a nuke or was it
no,
just,
no,
a,
it was just a bomb?
Just a regular
just like
bomb.
A regular bomb? Bomb.
It was just like a bundle of TNT with an alarm clock on it. Said with the NASA logo. Yeah. There's like, that whole thing about
Bugs
us being warned off the moon. Conspiracy theorists love that. The idea that we haven't been actually, you know, done a moon mission since forever, and that the idea is that we got there, and then an alien said, "Get out of here!
Yeah,
you get out of my moon!
You damn kids!
You got the big one
moon
right
exploration.
There.
Yeah, yours is bigger than ours. Let me have this one.
What do you need to
There's
be here
There's just like
for?
Eight of us here, and we got the moon. You got the big one.
But what are the conspiracy theories about the moon? You said that the other side of the moon, the dark side of the moon, has like a base on it.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. That's funny. But I'll get into this real quick. I've been looking for UFOs my whole life and I've never seen them. And then one year I saw like 30 all at once. And I called someone from across town. They
like
saw some
like
of them.
Like a fleet of them?
Yeah.
I like that there's more to this story that has nothing to do with you having seen 30 UFOs. How did you see 30 UFOs? Explain that part.
I like to look at the sky. I'm fascinated by planes.
They're just silver things in the sky.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying they're aliens.
You're just saying they're unidentified flying objects. 30 of them.
They look like stars in the middle of the day. It's like they're hard to focus on. You look at the blue sky and you got like eye boogers and weird like eye snakes and you can't focus. You don't know what your focal length is. And then, so like, I'll see one, I'll look away, and it'll be hard to find, but I'll always be with people and be like, hey, look at that. What do you think it is? And we'll look at it for like a half hour, and it doesn't do anything that I recognize, you know? And I saw 30 one day, and this is the first time I saw any. I thought an alien invasion was happening. I took pictures, I took video, I was drawing, like, some of them were moving, some of them weren't. There were red ones and green ones. And then I watched the skies for the rest of the day. They had changed the flight patterns for Burbank and LAX.
But that's just bullshit.
Really?
You don't know that. You should look up online the flight patterns.
Wait, what?
Well, no. I look at the flight patterns all the time. Like when the wind changes,
you just
see
watch
where
the skies and then you go, oh, there's no planes.
But you can see where they redirect
it to. Wait, there was one day of your life where you thought an alien invasion was imminent?
Yeah.
Did we already know each other then?
Yeah.
Why didn't you fucking text me?
Well, here's the thing.
If you think an alien I want to be on the list of people. Well, like, hey, like, shit's going down, Kumail, get on the ground.
I was sitting there going like, is this
just
it,
fucking
is
text it? Me, dude. I'll be the one to judge.
You're going
to
get a text every other
you're
day.
You're going to get a lot of texts. This guy, she's 30 a day.
What? Okay, here's the thing.
It's
going to
be like a map
out
newsletter you can't unsubscribe from.
I drew out a map of the ones that were stationary and the ones that were moving, and to me it was like, oh, this looks like a constellation, and I'll look out at night.
But other people see
them too? Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been with at least 30 people, and I've been like, what's that?
Is 30 just the number?
It's only 30.
Is that the highest you can count?
I could say 10 names right now off the top of my head.
Obama.
You were with,
Wayne,
Obama, Margaret Thatcher.
Shane, Jen. I mean, I've been with like groups of people.
And people have seen these things.
Yeah.
These armadas.
I mean, I've seen them. But not an armada. I've seen like one or two. And they're just silver things.
But here's my thing. Orbs. Okay, I saw these things and then I started telling people because I'm like, to me, it was like, this is kind of fucking weird. I should tell everyone I know.
Didn't tell me.
And
I guess I'm not one of the people.
I even told Wade at the first party I went to. I don't know if you remember, but like you just kind of laughed it off and like nobody was listening to me. And I was like, this is weird because I saw something that to me, I'm not saying they're aliens. I'm just saying this was life changing to me because there were things in the sky that I didn't know what they were. And it made me think, and everyone was basically laughing or not believing it. And it made me go like, well, everybody that has a weird story that people laugh at, like, I want to listen to their story a little more.
Yeah. Every sci-fi movie, your character is the good guy. But in life, you're the crazy guy.
Your only recourse is to write sci-fi movies. Do you guys have people on the show that are like experts, like ufologists?
Not yet. I want to get there, though. Mm.
They had me on. They're like, you believe in the UFOs? I was like, it's possible.
And he's seen all the X-Files.
Yeah. So. Well, I would talk to you guys all night, but my sluggishness means we got a train schedule to keep. It's real life sci-fi. It's on Feral Audio.
Yeah. I think it launches Monday. It's going to be on Feral Audio
today.
On Monday, which is today, I guess, for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, it'll be today when most people hear about
this
it.
This is a crazy audience, by the way, because
they're willing to not watch the Game of Thrones finale. So
most of them watch it on the East Coast feed.
Oh, you've already seen it? Okay, don't tell
How
me.
How was
anything.
It?
Good, real good.
They GVR. No, they're very yeah. It's we have a relationship here. These are good.
Yeah, it's
good, good people.
I understand the NBA finals. You guys can miss that. But Game of Thrones, shit.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Wade Randolph, Willie Roberts.
Thanks for having
by.
Us. Yeah. Thanks for having us on.
Real Life Sci-Fi. Hey, just put it down. All right, so we got to keep the train speeding along.
So that was our introduction into the world. Gosh, I miss Harmontown. I never listened to the podcast. I would just go to it live. Miss those days. Los Angeles, a lot of the comedy venues got hit hard by condos. What the fuck? I mean, I hope that they all fail. Come on. It's so weird. It's a sign of the corporation times of today that all that matters is money. And I only bring all that up because I hope that we take a turn for the better. How do you make helping society profitable? That's the secret. If you can do that, we might make it. But if not, I mean, there's just no way big business is ever going to lose to us, right? At any rate, sorry, that's where I always get to, right? Thanksgiving is coming up. I hope that you are making plans to do something, whether it's with yourself or with a small family, or I don't know, you know, our future for this year, our holidays coming up, can be very depressing, especially after we've been quarantined for so long, and it's like, well, yeah, you know, I think you just take the time to do something special, even if it's, I don't know, have a Zoom Thanksgiving. I don't mean to pimp out Zoom. They just fucked us. I still like their shit, but man, that was very depressing to just be like, well, I don't know what happened, but nothing recorded. I definitely hit record, and it definitely tried to do everything. You know, I didn't run out of space either. Plenty of hard drive space. You know, if you're like me, you've already figured out what I did wrong. I'm like, no, I went through everything. And it wasn't just it falling asleep. There, something happened. At any rate, thank you so much for listening to us. Thank you for being a Patreon. If you don't know what that is, it's pretty easy to figure out. It's just a way to support us. You can support us in other ways by getting a t-shirt at tpublic.com/reallifesci-fi. We'll put some more designs up. It's, you know, everything's so, I wish that this was our job so that we could not just, I mean, I do spend a lot of time on this, but not, it's just never enough. This should be like a business. I wish we had people working for us, and we could get there if we had enough listeners and enough support. For all of our patrons of now and of the past, thank you sincerely. You keep us going, and I want to keep going. Come on. Thank you. If you have any ideas for episodes that you want us to do that we haven't done yet, hit us up at wadeandwilly@gmail.com or any of the social outlets, you know? I mean, or if we should redo something, just tell me that I fucked up an episode, you know? You wanted to hear something and we didn't get there because I didn't do research or we went off on a bad joke. Let's go, 2020, virtual dating. Let's do that. I mean, not me.